Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Dialed in on KNCA 103.9 FM alongside Crendon Prophet. I'm Brandon Tabin, Captain Kirk Hillman, our studio producer, as we are back inside the Northeast Kansas League. And Crendon, we were a week ago. We were at Horton High School and saw a couple of these teams that we're going to see tonight. The reason we came back here to Jefferson County North, again, just the title implications with just a couple weeks left here in the Northeast Kansas League. You had a Horton Chargers team, still undefeated in league play. Jackson Heights team, their one loss last week to the Chargers. They sit a game back. They'll get a redemption opportunity tonight. Jefferson County North, they're in trouble of potentially not having a piece of the league championship for the first time since 2019. So the Chargers of JCN, we got multiple Chargers here tonight, of course, but Jefferson County North, they need to rattle off a couple of wins here, keep themselves in it. But again, the marquee matchup we're going to see here tonight, later on, it'll be Horton and Jackson Heights, but once again, top-notch activities here in the Northeast Kansas League.
Well, really, we're going to have great games all around. Jackson Heights versus JCN, Horton versus JCN, Jackson Heights versus Horton. We're going to see it all the way. Not only was last week our first or second week in the NAKL, but we also were here at JCN just a few weeks before that. This is our second time being at JCN, so let me tell you what, great crowd here, great activity, and we're going to be treated with a really great first game, Jackson Heights versus Jefferson County North. Jackson Heights, they snapped a four-game losing streak versus JCN earlier on the year. And a big thing that actually happened this year, Horton, they snapped. They actually won their first time ever against JCN in the NAKL. 33-1 JCN
wow.
is against Horton in the NAKL. So this is a big night, you know, for competition-wise, but also just, as you mentioned, league standing-wise. Jackson Heights has only taken one loss in the league, and that was to Horton. They have a time. They have an opportunity to make amends, but not only when you talk about that, but when you talk about the overall volleyball standings, Class 2A, Regional 1, Regional, Jackson Heights is actually above Horton, and that's because they have three less losses. They are sitting currently at fourth. Horton's at fifth.
Yeah, the regional standings just got put out by Acacia, so we know the regional assignments now. You can go to msesports.net, see which teams that we cover, which regionals are there in. What are they in terms of regionals for volleyball, also cross-country as well. But you have those standings pulled up again. A great opportunity for Jackson Heights and Horton, who are both right now top five teams in this Class 2A, number one regional. Jefferson County North, again, it's been a down year for them, 7-12. And this is a pretty deep bracket, or it will be. You have 16 teams. You'll break it up ultimately into two 18 brackets, but it is a fairly competitive bracket. You look at opportunities for Horton and Jackson Heights, you know, to pile up some wins here down the stretch and maybe move themselves into a top four seed scenario.
Yeah, they have big opportunities. But you talk about JCN being, I mean, they were the bottom four in this regional standing of 16 teams. I was just talking to Dan Shoup. He was making a comment here on JCN. And head coach David Schuer, he's done a great job throughout this year building this young team. Only one senior on this team. That's Kennedy Hernandez. And her leadership, and as well as the head coach's leadership in Coach Schuler, he has brought this team week after week. They are hitting the grindstone, and they are building their team up and trying to be competitive just for that regional play. So they're building up strong here. Of course, Jackson Heights, and so is Horton.
So let's go again real quick, kind of go over the standings here in the NEKL. Horton at 9-0, Jackson Heights at 8-1, Jefferson County North behind both Pleasant Ridge, who sits at 6-2. I mean, the Rams aren't out of it. Rams are certainly still right in it as we've got a couple of weeks left. Troy has a 4-3 mark in league play, and then you got that mix in the middle with JCN and Moore Hill Mounts Academy, both sitting at 4-4. McLeod sitting there at 3-3. Now those teams kind of fighting in the middle of the pack, but you just kind of think, depending on how it shapes out tonight, one, Horton, best case scenario for them, they go 2-0. Jackson Heights falls back, goes 0-2, and then all of a sudden you create potentially a 3, maybe 4 game lead. If that's how it shapes out, we'll see if that ends up the case. But Horton could really put themselves out in front. Again, they're having their best season in over a decade, and they're looking for their first league championship since the late 80s, 1989. So this is a big night for Horton, especially, I think. Again, having their best season in more than a decade, trying to get a first league championship since the late 80s, and they can really create some separation if they can kind of continue the momentum that they're on.
Yeah, you mentioned Horton not winning a league championship until 1989. It has been a long stretch for this Horton team. And last week when we were at Horton, I mentioned that I hadn't seen that kind of level of energy since Horton in 2022 made that run on their boys' state basketball team. Now, they didn't win state, but they went to state. And it was a lot of big energy, crowd noise, and that meant a lot to the Horton community. Right now, their girls in volleyball have an awesome opportunity and chance to take this team all the way to that state level. The first time in quite a while.
And then Jackson Heights, and again, we got probably a couple minutes here. We're going to take a break probably before we get to the first serve here between Jackson Heights and Jefferson County North. But what about Jackson Heights and their head coach picking up a milestone win, her 400th career win just last week. So obviously Jackson Heights, they got a veteran leading that program.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Coach Viskovsky has done a great job year in and year out. You know, when she lost Thompson and Olberding, it was kind of the lackluster year last year, placing 6th in the league, going 7-9 in the league, and then 14-23 overall. And they were first match exit at Substate. But for this team, they are building back this year. In just 1 year after kind of a rebuild, getting some of that leadership, finding some seniors at that top level that can dominate, and then also finding some, you know, lower classmen. Bryn Shoup, we saw her last week. What a workhorse. I mean, she was on the floor every second she could be, and that was a lot to see. So we'll see that a lot more from Jackson tonight as well.
And then really, JC and the other team we haven't really touched up on real quick. Again, probably their worst season in some time. This is kind of a rebuild year as well for head coach David Shuler. Again, just one senior on the roster. This is a team that's won at least a share or an outright league championship every year since 2019. That was the last time they haven't touched it. But, again, they're sitting there fine at 4-4 and 7-12. But, again, we'll see how it goes tonight. We got to step aside for a timeout. We got the first serve coming up next here on KNZA.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Fulton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Another Northeast Kansas League Triangular here tonight. We're at Jefferson County North as it's Jackson Heights and JCN, our first of three matchups here again. Jefferson County North, 500 here in league play at 4-4. Jackson Heights trying to stay within that one loss column to Horton, who we'll see later on tonight. But Jackson Heights 8-1, so they want to keep pace with Horton. Jackson Heights, they want to take this one down.
Yeah, Jackson Heights, well, they're going to start up here against JCN, and we'll talk more about that Horton matchup as it comes on later in the night here. But JCN, they're looking for a big win at this moment. You know, we mentioned 4-4, 7-12 on the overall, but when I was talking to Dan Shoup just a little bit ago, he was telling me about David Shuler and his team this year. You know, he's won a lot of state, been to a lot of state games, won a lot of state games, won a lot of championships. He knows how to get a team rebuilt, prepared at a level, especially late into a season like this. This team, week after week, has been getting better, finding improvements, and clicking. And also, that, I mean, that's kind of what every team is supposed to do, is click and get better. But for a young team like this, in a unit like this, who, you know, is still trying to find who's the leaders, who's the vocals, who's there leading out on the court, you know, JCN is starting to get comfortable and find that position here.
So again, Jackson Heights and Jefferson County North, first of three matchups here as we stand up top here. Top of the bleachers here at JCN, the Chargers closer to us, so they will hit to the far side of the floor. And the Cobras on the far side in the road grays, they will hit it from far side to near side, and that is how it will get started here. Again, Jackson Heights trying to stay within that arm shot of Horton in the standings, who will match up later on tonight. First place again on the line for a second consecutive week here in the NEKL, and here we go. We are underway as the Chargers set one up and get one down relatively quickly. And Carly Porter, the sophomore, gets Jackson Heights an early 1-0 lead. Well, if anyone else curious, on 92-1, the Royals trying to win that first playoff game in Baltimore. They lead 1-0 in the eighth inning. Speaking of 1-0, Jackson Heights with that advantage here in set one of match number one. Chargers near side to far side. They set it up left side. Well defended by the Cobras. And now they bat one down, and it's hit across but out of play. And Jackson Heights now a 2-0 advantage. Good defense up front of the net.
Yeah, a lot of that defense credit to Anna Sherling, the junior, and then also Chesney Crocker, the junior.
So Jackson Heights, first 2 points here in set number one. Cobras hit it to the near side with Shoop, the junior. Now the Chargers scramble, but get it back across. Now the Cobras front right, leaning back and miss-hitting that one for Jackson Heights. That was Bosley, and that gives the Chargers their first point tonight, now trailing 2-1. The Chargers here, Jefferson County North, head coach David Shuler. Again, they have won or at least gotten a share of the league championship for four consecutive years, but that streak is in danger here in 2024. How it sits right now, Chargers good defense on the back line. Now a free ball sent across the other way. Cobras push, middle front of the net, and it's hit a little bit too strong by Chesney Cochran. Had a chance to put one away, but not too much air under it. Right now we are deadlocked at two apiece.
Yeah, now back to serve. Chesney Cochran, she takes after a lot from her sister. Just graduated last year. Dawson Cochran here. Nice serve to get it over the net.
Well, I guess that point was in. Well, we're getting a stoppage of play here, so. Well, we thought that Cobra hit was long, but yet they were still serving, so I'm not sure what you saw there.
Yeah, I'm not totally 100% sure, but point for JCN, they now take the advantage.
So I think it's 3-2, JCN. So after the Cobras scored the first two, Chargers come back with three straight. Now the Cobras set one up middle of the floor, two-handed tap shot across, not much behind it. Now slapped across by Jefferson County North and Thompson. Now they get it back here on the defense, front right, set one up in the middle of the net, put down. And now hit to the right side, now back in the other direction, and somehow the Cobras get it across. There's Thompson on the spike, and a little bit too strong, but I think it was deflected. And so JCN gets that point. It's 4-2.
Yeah, just off the palms of the fingertips of the hands of Anna Sherling and both Jennifer Mellies.
Thompson the kill. And Jefferson County North and Karina Johnson will serve it far side to near side. Low liner. Dug up by Bosley. They want to get it back to Bosley. Now she goes finesse, and Chargers ready for it. Push it to the near side. Thompson again, and deflected, and out of play. So JCN, another kill shot for Thompson, back-to-back, and now a 5-2 advantage.
Another one against Anna Sherling. Again, Sherling, she's up there on the outside in position. She's just got to get some better defense on her side and play more aggressively up at the net, try to get those good blocks.
Cobras on the attack, trying to stop a 5-point streak here that the Chargers are currently on. Now scrambling to get it back across to the Cobras, and they do so. Now front of the net, here's the set, there's the spike, there's the dig on the back line by Brent Shoop to keep it alive. Good defense. Chargers again, Thompson into the net, but still settled up into the air. Now a whistle and a stoppage of play, and the Cobras will get a point.
Yeah, just got to get better passing setups here for JCN in that front row court. You know, you just want to be a little higher when you're trying to set up one of your hitters. You don't want to give them too low of a set, and, you know, that one's just going to get put right into the net every time.
Right now, 5-3, Jefferson County North. By the way, the Royals getting out of another jam in the eighth inning. They have a 1-0 lead in Baltimore. That's on 92-1, and there's a kill shot for JCN. Is that Thompson, I believe? Puts down another kill, already her third in this opening set. 6-3 advantage here, double up for JCN.
Well, that's how JCN has gotten better week by week. They've been finding those leaders right there, Riley Thompson, the junior. You know, she finds the upperclassman leadership, and she had a really nice angle shot for the kill.
Bosley back across, leaning in the other direction. Here's the setup. Here's the spike. And a little bit too strong. Miss hit by Taylor Schrick, the sophomore for JCN. Jackson Heights getting the point, now trailing 6-4. As Bosley will go back to serve. To the near side of the floor. Chargers push it. There's the set. There's the spike. There's the dig by Chesney Cochran. Now gets it right back and sends it over with the right hand. Now a battle at the net. Won by the Cobras. Good block by Kennedy Hernandez. Or correction, that was Jennifer Mellies, beg your pardon, who was up there on the front lines for Jackson Heights. Now 6-5. And Bosley again will send it across. Chargers to the front of the net. And I think we get a violation. I think they call that against Jackson Heights. So the Chargers actually get that point.
Yeah, Jackson Heights a little confused about it. But I believe up on the net was a mix between Bacon and Jennifer Melly. So they just kind of got caught up in the web.
So a 7-5 Jefferson County North lead. The JCN Chargers who have dominated. And there's an ace for JCN. That is Annalie Bell, the freshman. Our first ace here in this matchup.
Yeah, and the greatest thing about getting an ace like that is it puts momentum on your side and forces the other team to call a timeout.
All right, so we're going to step aside 8-5 here in set number one, Jefferson County North leading Jackson Heights, and we're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now the freshman Annalie Bell with the serve after the timeout. 8-5 Jefferson County North leading on their home soil. First of three matchups here in the NEKL. Once again for a second consecutive week. First place is on the line. There's a set and there's a kill for Brent Shute, putting that one away. And maybe the most emphatic point we've seen so far for the Cobras.
Yeah, and a really well-earned point just coming right after a timeout taken by Coach Viskoski on Jackson Heights' side.
So it is Layla Cochran on the serve. There's a battle at the net. Shute hits it in the air, but hits it in the wrong direction. So JCN getting that point back, and it's now 9-6 as the Chargers will send back the sophomore Lyra Weiser. Jeff County North 7-12, and it's going to just barely clip the top of the net and fall across for the ace.
You know, those are the best aces you can get as an offense, but then the hardest aces you can get against as a defense, because you see that go right into the net. I mean, it hits the net, and it just rolls over. That time, it does go into the net.
And then following that with a service error, so now 10-7, and the Cobras get the serve back, McKinley Mulroy. Spins it in the left and slaps it across at the right. Good dig by the Chargers defense. Now the Cobras get it back, leaning back and just mishitting that one with Shoup. And again, mistiming the jump where you don't really get a hand on it until you're on the way down. And the reverse 24-7 is 7-11, reverse 11-7. Both teams make subs. Here is Trick, the sophomore. And an ace. Bosley couldn't handle. 12-7.
And that's now the second ace here for JCN. They're just getting really confident and comfortable their third ace back mm-hmm. here for JCN. They're just getting real comfortable and confident back here at the serving line. And that's what you want to do as a team that wants to establish dominance early against Jackson Heights.
Cobras set it up. Push it. Mulroy, front of the net. There's the spike. Good dig on the back line here by Schrick. Now Thompson with a kill, and not much behind it, but found the opening. Another kill for Riley Thompson. She's got four unofficially here in set number one. And the lead is 13-7, a baker's dozen for the Chargers. Schrick continues the serve, and another ace. Her second here on this run.
That one just looked pretty mishandled by Schrilling in the backcourt. far side. She was trying to push it up with her hands about chest high, but it just went right under her palm, slipped underneath, and went down for the ace. Dropped in for another one, too.
All right. Catch me up there. I was getting tapped on the shoulder by somebody.
No, you're good. It was back-to-back aces, and that forces a timeout from Jackson Heights.
Another one for Shrick.
Another one for Shrick.
So that's three. So we'll keep it right here. Again, I was getting caught up. Someone thought I worked here, but I do not, so. Asking if I had the key to the locker room, and I do not, so. Could not help you out there. So a timeout, second taken here in this first set. But right now, JCN again. This is, you know, a team on paper, relatively young, but you got a very experienced coach, rich tradition here. Again, this is a team that has won at least a share of the league championship every year since 2019. They didn't do so in 2018, but they did get a piece in 2017. So, very rich tradition.
Very rich tradition. And you talk about Keys right now trying to unlock the victory, but shut the door right behind him on Jackson Heights early on here, leading this 15-7. JCN is off to a nice start, especially these back-to-back aces here from Shrick.
So five straight for the Chargers. Again, three aces for Shrick. This ain't going to be an ace, but it will be a point for Jackson Heights. As Shoop, the front of the net, breaks that skid there, and it's now 15-8. See if this Jackson Heights team can go on a little bit of a run here. And Shoop, earning that point, will send the serve, and it's going to be a service error.
She stepped over the line, so even though it was still too far with the air on it.
Well, it was going to be a point for the Chargers either way. 16-8, back to another double-up advantage. It was 14-7 just a bit ago, and a service error this time by Lakin Kramer, the sophomore.
And that now marks the second serving error. So the serving has been both efficient here and a demise for JCN early on here. But Jackson Heights, they got to take advantage of those opportunities when the other team errs.
Chesney Cochran the serve. Here's Thompson pushing it across with two hands. Back of the line, Cochran, and now two players getting a piece of it. And it was hit out of play, and McKinley Mulroy, one of the two in there. I think Sherling was the other one trying to get a hand on it. And just miscommunication there, forcing one out of play. Now 17-9, JCN.
Yeah, and Coach Voskowski, she's going to come up and talk to her team. Just, you know, hey, guys, relax a little bit. Just communicate. You know, find your keys and know where you're at on the court.
I want to set it up for Bosley. Little tap down there. Chargers need to get it across, and they do. It's down by Weiser in between a pair of hands on the side of the Cobras. And Weiser earning a point there. JCN continuing to build, 18-9.
Well, JCN lost two straight sets against Jackson Heights earlier on in the year, 25-23, and then 25-22. Right now, they have a good opportunity to take set number one.
Bosley battling at the net. Now Mulroy, there's Sherling trying to put one down. Couple of diving efforts, and finally it hits the floor. As Anna Sherling earning one there.
Yeah, Lakin Kramer had a nice dig, just couldn't get enough under it to pop it back up for a viable teammate in the area to return a pass to a fellow player.
Well, JCN leading at 18-10. Set number one, match number one. Just getting going here tonight at Jefferson County North. First place in the league on the line. And Mulroy gets one back into play, and it's set up perfectly for Riley Thompson again, who's having a monster first set here for JCN.
Well, I talked about it. Riley Thompson, she's got, you know, someone on this court has to find that leadership voice, but it looks like a violation will be called against JCN, and that will deem the point to Jackson Heights. Now 18-11.
All right, so they do take one away. And that one's hit a little bit long. Chargers want to see if it was deflected, and they won't get that call, so.
Ebrin Shoup, she tried to go for the double reach with her arms, stretching across the far backside court, but thankfully, and she smiled after it went out of bounds, that she knew she didn't get a clip on it.
Hattie Bacon with the serve. Now tapped across. Now she digs one out. Mulroy, Bosley spike, not much behind it. Dug up by Johnson. Here's Thompson again, leaning back, and just a touch too strong.
That one, another angle shot left to right of the court. Brent Shoup does another great job eyeing the ball, knowing where it's at on the court, not making the play on it, and that gets the point to Jackson Heights.
Four straight for the Cobras. They're within 18-13. Thompson again. Not this time. Mulroy defends. Bacon trying to catch him off guard on The second hits, and now the Chargers scramble to get it back across. Cochran up front, Bacon, Bosley, two hands. Thompson here for JCN. And the back of the line, and Kramer just getting it across now. Kind of an awkward set and an awkward hit leads to a shot into the net by Mellies. And that ends the run. JCN now leading it 19-13. Cobras had scored four straight prior to that one.
Well, Jackson Heights is kind of crawling back in this one a little bit by little bit. They still have to get, you know, getting quality passes in and good setups for their teammates if they want to try to execute a comeback here.
Blattner with the serve for the Chargers. And now miss hit on the front line by Bell. And the Cobras will earn that point. 19-14, they're within five. Bosley to serve.
So far it's been a quiet set one for Bosley. She's done a great job setting up teammates, but here a great opportunity on the serve.
Johnson on the back line, pushing it to Bell, leaning back, and misfiring on that one was Schrick, who had three aces in a stretch earlier in this set, but that gets Jackson Heights to within four at 19-15. Bosley again. Good serve. Johnson. They set it up for Schrick. There's her kill, and she buried that one right to the feet of Chesney Cochran. And it's 20-15. JCN.
You like to have a player like Taylor Schrick, and she's a young player, just a sophomore. Had the missed hit earlier to give points to Jackson Heights at that time. Perfect setup, same spot. Finds a different area on the court, executes it. Great kill shot.
Bell again, the freshman, nearly got an ace. Second shot hit across by the Cobras. Now Schrick again, puts it across. Bacon gets a hand on it. Chargers get it back here. Push it left. Schrick set, fire, deflected. Down it goes again, right in front of Cochran again. Not the same spot, this time deflected. Back-to-back kills. Again for Schrick, and she's having a good first set here.
Well, it's hard to defend her. She's just a great outside hitter here on this left side of the net. I mean, both Mellies and Bacon tried to defend her, but just couldn't be able to do it.
Well, they had shoot. They set her up. She wants the deflection, and it's not going to get it from the back judge. So it's now 22-15. JCN three straight, trying to close out a set one win here on their home floor. And that's going to be an ace. For Anna Lee Bell, the freshman, her second ace here in the set. And now 23-15, one shot closer here to set point. Bell sends it across. And it's going to be another ace. Or the sidewinding type of hit and rotation of the ball off the hand of Bell. It just, Cobras can't get a clean hand under it.
Well, anytime you have a chance where you have two teammates have three aces in one set, you know it's going to be a good game for you guys.
There's a kind of a leaning back miss hit there. Cobras get the point. It is set point, 24-16. As you mentioned, Bell and Schrick both with three aces here in this first set. Thompson's led the kill category. Now the Chargers again, just got to put it away. One more point. There's the tap. Bacon on the dig. Mulroy setting up Cochran there, but not much behind it. And another bad set by Weiser up front. So the Cobras get another. Went into the net. 24-17.
Yeah, that was a great opportunity for Taylor Schrick to try to close the first set. But again, you kind of mentioned that Weiser not able to get the perfect setup. But Layla Cochran sends that one too far on the service. And that's a service error to end the inning.
Yep, so that ends the inning.
Sorry, I'm thinking Royals.
Thinking about the Royals right now. Okay, 25-17. Jefferson County North, they win the first set here against Jackson Heights. So we'll step aside 2 minutes and bring you back. Set number two, Chargers win it here in set one.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
I'm Rod Whitmer with Farmer State Bank, and I'm an ag loan officer. An ag line of credit from Farmer State Bank here in Holton provides working capital when you need it most, whether it be for equipment repairs, fuel expenses, seed, fertilizer, feed, labor, and other ag input costs, harvest expenses, and more. We're here to help. Give us a call at Farmer State Bank, ask for Rod Whitmer, and we'll get you started.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Going to set two, match number one here tonight. Northeast Kansas League Volleyball on KNCA. Crendon, Kurt, Brandon all with you. JCN 25-17 over Jackson Heights. Annalie Bell, three aces. Taylor Schrick, three aces. Riley Thompson, leader in the kill category. And JCN, a nice set one win here at home.
Yeah, you mentioned all the kills between all the players. It's a seven total. I believe that they only had two or three actual service errors. So when you have a team that can dominate, you know, from that serving row, that back line, and then also just from the attacking court, you know, attacker's line, Schrick dominated. She had an incredible time up there, but also Riley Thompson. So between the junior Thompson and the sophomore Schrick, both of them just really took that upside of the net, you know, and Schrick especially in that bottom half of set number one. Jackson Heights, they just got to find their open targets. They got to be able to get open multiple players like Shoup and also Mulroy, Sherling, and Bosley. Bosley didn't do a whole lot for Jackson Heights in that first set, so they'll be looking to their senior leadership here going into set number two against JCN.
So JCN looking for a win here in league play tonight. They're 4-4 coming in. Again, Jackson Heights 8-1. They trail 9-0 Horton, who awaits in the next couple of matchups here after this one. So again, first place in the NEKL once again for a second straight week on the line here tonight. All right, here we go. Set number two. Cobras now hitting to the far side of the floor. They get it across, and it's going to land in play. So just on a third hit, trying to whack it across, and now we get a switch of the call. Never mind. So JCN will earn that point.
Yeah, first Jackson Heights was with the Salvatore, and I think they're going to be now a discussion between both the judges. From my side, from what I was seeing, I see it about 3 inches out to the left, so I do believe, but
it'll be switching back.
So we've had a back-to-back-to-back switch, so I'll eat my words right there. It'll be Jackson Heights' point to start it for set number two.
And it just took us about 3 extra steps to get to that conclusion, but nonetheless, here we go. 1-0, set number two, Jackson Heights, and now 2-0. Kind of hot potato action on the backside for the Chargers, and Cobras, just like set one, jump out to a 2-0 lead.
Well, it's not all about how you start, but also how you finish. So
that's
Jackson
right.
Heights just got to, as I mentioned for Keith here in set number two, find their target. But right there, number 25, Harley Porter, the sophomore, did a great job attacking that net. And we talked about in set number one, that is what JCN was able to exceed at, was attacking that net. And now they're only down by one.
2-1, another kill for Carly Porter. She's had one in each set. Jefferson County North beating Jackson Heights 25-17 in set number one. Now pushing to the far side, Cobras, middle left, and slapped across by Sherling. Now the Chargers push it far side. There's the set. Thompson into the net and miss hitting that one. Now it's tied at 2-2.
Jackson Heights, you kind of need those breaks where you just have a opposing player just hit it right into the net, but still, you got to like the communication just on the front row to be able to come up and be prepared for a block.
And service there by Brent Shoup, a little bit too strong, so JCN.
Well, from what it shows here, 3-2. No, it's now being corrected, 3-2.
Okay. I was about to say, am I hallucinating or something? Because I thought it was 3-2. So it is 3-2. They were right. Cobras, free ball, send it across after the serve. Now the Chargers push it front of the net. They want Thompson, and it's deflected and out, so Thompson earns it. picking up where she left off after a nice first set with four kills. And now ties it up. Or correction, and now I believe it should be 4-2. Is that what you got, or is it 3-3?
It should be 4-2. We've had a lot of problems here at the scores table, so.
Oh, boy.
We'll just go off what they say. They're saying 3-3.
Someone's got to see that.
It is. Yeah, 4-3. Jackson Heights, they take the lead now. So.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm very confused because I don't think that's what the score is, but. Anyways, we'll continue to get back to it, and the Chargers mishandling that serve, and I guess all of a sudden it is a 5-3 Jackson Heights lead. Okay, we're just going to go with it. Sorry about it, but we're going to roll with it. Jackson Heights will serve. This is Cochran. Chargers push it. Front of the net, Weiser's kill shot. Defended well. Now Bosley trying to tap it across with two hands. Somehow the Chargers dive and save it. And then get it back across. That was all Riley Thompson with the save and then the shot into the back left corner here. And Bosley unable to get there in time. So now it is a 5-4 Jackson Heights lead.
And Thompson, nice with her sixth kill. But also, it was a good effort by Britton Shoup. We saw her last week in the Horton try, how aggressive she was here. She gets the bump. But, yeah, no, she was doing a great job with the hustle.
Bosley leaning back on it and somehow got it in there. Chargers back line let it go. Thought it was too strong, but just dipped down on top of the line. And Shoup with another kill.
Well, here now they're kind of...
6-4.
Jackson Heights now leading. Not too late into set number two, but decent ways. We're getting a quarter into here, and they just want to hold this for JCN. They want to find that footing that they did in set number one.
Cobras have it, front of the net, two-handed tap shot across, Chargers ready for it. Here's the set, here's the spike, and a little bit strong. Far side of the floor, miss hit by Weiser. And the Cobras now leading 7-4. Still got the serve with Bacon. Here is a battle at the net, won defensively by the Cobras. Mulroy in there. And also Melly. Cobras have an 8-4 lead.
Yeah, their largest lead of the night. See how they can react with it and see how JCN responds to it.
Chargers get it front middle. Here's the set. Tips and down it goes. The kill for Weiser. Adds to her kill total tonight. 8-5. Stops a little Jackson Heights run. To the far side of the floor. Here is Bell. Who is going to serve first time here in set two. She had three aces in that first set. Spins it in the left and brings it here to the near side with the right. Popped high into the air. Pushed front left. Sent across by Mulroy. Now the Chargers fake one. Go to the other side. Sets it. Spikes it. Kills it. Is Taylor Trick. So they had the fake with the jump by Porter in the middle. The set continued to go across the net, and Schrick on the opposite side, able to put it down. Now miss hit here by Bell, the service error. So now 9-6. Chargers have to get it over on a free ball, do so. Bacon, middle of the floor, tapped by. That is Melly's, and now Schrick again gets a good look. Bosley keeps it alive. Now Shoup leaning back and buries one home. It was nearly well defended, but Shoup a little too strong with that one. Now 10-6.
I talked about keys for set number two. You got to set up your best players for Jackson Heights. Right there, they do a great job of setting up, well, the one who wears number one, but also she's number one on the court, Brynn Shoup.
And a service error there by Bosley. Makes it 10-7. We've alternated six straight points between these two. JCN won the first set 25-17. Jackson Heights leading set 2, 10-7. There is Weiser to serve, and it's an ace. Her second ace tonight. And that makes it 10-8.
Yeah, Bosley on this near side. She just watched it go down. So just some miscommunication here on the back row unit, but they're going to put in their libero here to watch and try to dig for this ace, but Prince Shoup gets it.
Shoup over to Bacon, and now miscommunication with multiple Cobras here. That was Melly's
and also
Cochran as well. Layla Cochran, yeah, miscommunication there, middle of the floor, and that gives Jefferson County North another point. They're within one at 10-9. No chance to tie it here in the second set. Weiser again sends it across. Front net, Shoup buries it. Another kill for Shoup. Thompson was leading the charge for JCN in set one in that category. It's been all Brent Shoup in that category here in set two. And it's now 11-9, stopping that three-run spurt by JCN.
Well, that kill not only stops the spurt, but it also puts some smiles here on the Cobra side. After a couple of miscommunications, you like when your team can just smile, shrug things off, and get things going again.
There's a kill for JCN. That was Karina Johnson getting on the board with a tally there. 10-11. We reverse the saying on that one. Jackson Heights by one. This is a big match for Jackson Heights in terms of the league standings here. If they drop one here to JCN, then it'll be two back in the loss column of undefeated Horton, who we'll see in the next two matches tonight. There's a kill by Shoup. Four now in this set alone. And that gives Jackson Heights a 12-10 lead.
Jackson Heights, they've held the lead in this set number two since it was 4-3. And they're trying to keep it here as we're getting to that third waypoint, being 12-10 now. And they're going to try to keep it in their hands.
Mulroy is going to get an ace. Mishandled on the back line. 13-10. Mulroy getting involved now. Her first ace tonight. She'll try it again. Knuckleballs it across, and the Chargers again just scrambling to get it back into play, and they do. Mulroy taps it. Mellies. Not quite there. That was Sherling, beg your pardon. Now Thompson gets it across. Bosley. Now Shoup. Chargers now push it far side. Battle at the net. Won by the Cobras front.
Sterling and Chesney Cochran, good communication there, but, you know, big credits to the main block by Anna Sterling. She's done a great job defensively, and that's going to force a timeout against from JCN.
And we're going to keep it right here for multiple reasons. Number one, because I want to, and number two, the Royals have officially taken game one in Baltimore. Ladies and gentlemen, the Royals, a 1-0 victory as Lucas Hersig strikes out the final batter tonight.
Hey, kudos.
We're excited, baby. Let's go.
Hey,
sorry.
Kudos to Bobby Witt. You know, in his debut,
RBI single.
He had the RBI single. That got in, I believe, Garcia, was it?
Garcia.
He was
able
to steal the second, and then he was progressed to third off Michael Massey. But, yeah, no, great job from the Royals picking up that first game. But
eight strikeouts for Cole Reagans, the most by a Royals pitcher in his postseason debut.
Yeah.
And the Royals a win away now. They'll play again tomorrow afternoon trying to win that three-game series. But, again, shout-out to the boys in blue with the playoff victory just moments ago. We're back to it out of the timeout. Jackson Heights, 14-10 here. So the Chargers get it back across. Mulroy pushing. Shoup leaning back, firing, and a little bit strong. 14-11. Good job by JCN out of the timeout to stop that little bit of a run. We'll see Lakin Kramer, far side of the floor, another sophomore set to serve for the Chargers. Again, if you're just joining us, the Royals have beaten the Orioles 1-0 in Baltimore in their playoff opener today. Catch that postgame on 92.1. There's a good defensive effort there. Jefferson County North and Karina Johnson with the stuff. And it's back to two, back-to-back points for JCN, 14-12.
Well, now JCN's playing that bread and butter of set number one. It's up there playing at that net. Karina Johnson, as you just mentioned, had a really nice defensive play.
They want Shoup and another air. She mishits that one into the net. Well, they had it teed up nearly perfectly for her. You can see the frustration there on the miss hit right into the net. So now a 14-13 score. JCN back to within one.
But again, Karina Johnson, the sophomore, she was up on there defensively. So she's done a great job working that top of the net.
Good hit by Shoup, but the Chargers scrambling, and their third hit's going to be a little bit outside of the mark. Nearly a great play by Schrick, but Jackson Heights will stop that little itty-bitty run. 15-13 Cobras, and they need it. Chargers won the first set 25-17.
Now Shoup, she's got a great opportunity to take things here for the Cobras as she's back to serve.
There's the set. There's the spike. And that should be a little bit long, and I believe it is, by Bell, the freshman. Now 16-13. They get two of those back. And Shoup again sends it across. High in front of the net. Battle is mishit by the Chargers. Karina Johnson a little late on that swing through and goes into the net. So after a three-point run for JCN, Cobras get it right back and lead it by four at 17-13. And we get a timeout on the floor, so we'll take it as well. 17-13, Jackson Heights here in set number two. Back in 30 seconds on KNZA.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back to it out of the timeout. Jackson Heights here on the attack. Pushed across by Mulroy. Libero and Hernandez for JCN able to get it back across. Now Cochran up front. Bosley now. Chargers. Thompson. Spike. Batted up into the air by Shoup, up to Mulroy. Bosley leaning back, firing across, saved by the back line. Now Thompson again leaning back and hits it too strong. So after all that, out of the timeout, Jackson Heights continuing the run. It's now up to four, and their lead is five at 18-13.
Well, JCN's already used two timeouts here in set number two. They're trying to stop this Cobra momentum, but right now it's impenetrable.
Here's Bosley, two hands across, dug up on the back line by Hernandez. Here it is, set up middle of the floor. And the Cobras, a couple of low ball hits, and somehow get it across above the net on a third try. Thompson right at the net, into the net, batted into the air, and a stoppage of play. Thompson the violation. Five straight now for Jackson Heights. They lead it 19-13, needing it to force a winner-take-all set number tray.
Well, I saw that set number one where Jackson Heights fell 25-17. They just weren't able to get comfortable with the passes in the communication, but here they're finally executing on all fronts.
Shoup with a big dig there. Now Mulroy scrambling. Cobras get it across with Sherling. They want Thompson again, two hands. Bosley not fooled. Now another one that barely gets across over the net. Now Shoup pushing up front. Mulroy sets it up. There's the tap. And back across. No, it's not. Karina Johnson had a chance, and a tough angle for her to get that one across. So the Jackson Heights run continues. It's 20-13. Now six straight, and nine of the last 12 have gone to Jackson Heights.
Again, that just comes down to the passing, the bumps, the sets, and the spikes. It's the fundamental of volleyball, and right now Jackson Heights is executing it.
Shoup. With the dig, up to Mulroy, pushing it. Bosley, left spike, and a kill. Chance to get handled on the back line. But Bosley with a big kill late. And the run continues here, 21-13.
Well, Bosley that time, she didn't go away from a defender trying to find a spire. She just goes straight at with some high heat. That one just could not be handled.
So Shoup has a nice run going here serving. Chargers see if they got a run in them. Battle at the net. Diving. Not getting there. Jefferson County North finally breaks the skid. Sherling a dive for it at the front of the net. 21-14. Here's your chance. Your JCN, the sophomore Karina Johnson, will serve.
Yeah, and Annalie Bell, the freshman who was able to break that long stretch for JCN.
Nearly getting an ace, but Shoup tapped down. Again, Shoup across and too strong. 21-15. Johnson again. JCN won the first set 25-17. Chargers behind here late in set two. Battle at the net. And hit across and a point for the Cobras. Chesney Cochran there. Or did they switch the call? Was it deflected?
Must have been deflected. So,
never mind. JCN will get the point.
Only within four, five now.
21-16. At least that's what it should be. Chargers get it. Front side, Thompson, taps it across, diving save. Mulroy now, Bosley took off of it. Now gets another chance, batted up into the air. Thompson again, tip, shoop. I thought that was an extra hit, but somehow got across, and we're still battling it around. Now Bosley again. Chargers, Thompson, set, fight, kill. Did they miss a point, or am I hallucinating again?
I do believe they missed another point for JCN.
Should be 21-17.
Did that at the beginning of this.
Yikes.
Match, this set too as well.
Yeah, they've missed a couple here. I'm surprised nobody notices 3 points getting taken off the board. And the Chargers ultimately earn it back. They get that one there, so although it should be 21-18, it is 21-17 according to the scoreboard. We get another whistle and a timeout here. JCN's on the run now, and they are within four. We'll keep it right here.
Yeah, and there could be an opportunity that maybe we missed a replay, but it looks like the line judge is even coming up and talking, maybe trying to see about things. But overall, this one's back and forth. Jackson Heights are trying to hold out JCM, and they had a lead that was 21-15. Now it's being cut down to 21-17, so only within four now. JCN, they're getting more comfortable. They're finding their players. Karina Johnson's doing a great job here, getting more comfortable, up with it, up at the net. She had a couple of miscues, missed hits, but now she's finding her spot.
So it's a battle of runs here. It was 14-13 Jackson Heights. They would go on to score seven straight and lead 21-13, but since then, four straight for the Chargers. 21-17 out of the timeout. Chargers serve it. Mulroy up front. Here's the set. Here's the spike, and right into the net is Chesney Cochran. 21-18.
We talked about number 18, Karina Johnson, the sophomore, back serve for JCN. You saw how dominant JCN was his aces in the first set. Haven't seen much of it in set number two here.
And they tried to catch him off guard. Another miss hit by Mulroy. And it's 21-19. Fakes the set. Tries to get it with the two-hand little finesse shots. And just hit it too strong. So all of a sudden, a two-point match here. Cobras need it to force a third. Here's Thompson. Batted up into the air. Good defense by the front line of the Cobras. Sherling leading the charge there. Now Thompson on a free ball, getting it across. Mulroy, far side, Bosley, spike, and kill. Much needed for Jackson Heights. Second kill here for Bosley, and it's going to stop that run. It's 22-19.
Yeah, in times like that, you really need your senior to step up and get his kill shot. But here, Chesney Cochran right into the net. That loses some momentum for Jackson Heights.
22-20. Jackson Heights. JCN won the first set 25-17, so Jackson Heights again leading by two, but Chargers are making it interesting here down the stretch. Now they give one up. Another service error, back-to-back. This time it was Gwen Blattner, the sophomore.
That's unfortunate.
Take a breath if you're the Cobras there. You get that one back. 23-20.
It's unfortunate for Blattner. First time we've really seen her and called her up on the court, and there sends it into the net. Gives Jackson Heights just 1 point away from that set point, set number two.
Bacon gets it across, far side, Schrick, spike, oh, got it back across, did the Cobras. Battle at the net, Schrick with one hand, tipped up into the air, Mulroy now over to Bosley, two hands, backline Chargers save it. Here's Schrick again, one hand, beautifully done.
And that's a name you haven't called for a while, Taylor Schrick, there, the sophomore, she emerges. We saw what she was able to do in set number one. Late in it here, see what she can do to possibly close this one out for JCN. And second set,
23-21, Chargers trail with the serve. Maddie Bacon, Mulroy puts it back into the net, too many hits. And Mulroy again just mistiming the jump, and it's 23-22. Well, the Cobras are kind of feeling one slip away. They still have the lead, but boy, they were in control of this thing. Now they got to tighten up. Chargers here on the attack. Free ball from the back line. They get it across. Here is Shoup. Bacon. Far side. Bosley. Two-hand finesse. Nobody fooled. Now the Chargers. Schrick leaning back. Not much behind it. Covers down. Big shot by Bacon, but the Chargers are ready for that one. Now Schrick leaning back. Deflected. Shoop is there. Right back up to Bacon. Bosley leaning right. Too strong. And we're deadlocked at 23 all. Three straight for JCN to tie it up.
JCN has also earned 9 out of the last 11 points since it was 21-14. Well, it was actually 1 point, 21-13. So make that 10 out of the last 12. But JCN, they're here on a run, nearing a comeback. Try to secure set number two.
Charger, Schrick has it one hand. Cobras get it to the front of the net, pushed across. And it's going to be a violation against McKinley Mulroy. And just like that, it is now 6 point for JCN.
Now 11 out of the last 13 going towards JCN. This one, Jackson Heights, just got to find a way to respond.
Boy, this would be a huge win for JCN. Sent across, third try. Chargers have it, scrambling a little bit. Free ball sent across. They get it up front. Cobras, Bacon, Bosley, two hands towards the corner. Save, hit up into the air twice. I think it's a double hit or a lift is the call. Beg your pardon. So now it's 24-24. We're going extras here.
Yeah, Jackson Heights, they stick a muffler on the comeback for now, but still, they got to win by two as they have an outside 24-all. Great opportunity here.
How do they take the muffler off? So they put the muffler on to stop it? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure. Okay. 24-24. Here in set two. Jackson Heights needing it to force a third. Chargers push it across. Shoop was there. Front left. Battle at the net. It's won by Jackson Heights. Melly's winning that battle, putting it down, and now it's set point here for the Cobras.
Well, muffler's still on.
Okay.
Right now, so.
Very nice. A chance for Jackson Heights to avoid disaster. They need this point, 25-24. They've let a big lead slip away in this one. They have a chance to end it. There's Schrick with the spike, and we're tied again. A kill shot for Taylor Schrick. She has had a monster night so far. And again, 25-25. We need at least 27 for a winner here.
Weiser, the sophomore, she's back there now to serve. She had one ace in set number one.
Sends it across, low liner. Cobras get it to Bacon, Shoop, finesse, not fooled. Chargers now, Schrick, one hand, not much behind it. Now Bacon on a second try, sending it across. Chargers now, here's a set, here's a spike, well defended. Couple bodies hitting each other, and now a double hit here. Two bodies ran into each other for JCN, and that allows now set point again for Jackson Heights, 26-25. Just trying to avoid letting a big lead slip away. They need this point. Chargers have been able to counter the last couple of match points here, I should say set points. Here's Bacon, Bosley, or correction, Shoop, too strong. Shoop, a chance for a kill shot in the win, but she sailed it strong, and again, we need at least 28, as it's now 26 apiece.
Yeah, and talk about number 28, Taylor Schrick, she's had a great night serving and attacking, and now she has an opportunity to put it away.
Schrick had three aces in that first set, but not going to get one here. Cobra's free ball, send it across with Shoop. Hernandez pushing it far side, Thompson deflected. Good defense by the Cobras up front, they'll settle. Shoop, leaning back, firing. Hernandez there. Now the Chargers. Thompson again. Hit in the air. That's a good rally going. Bacon, far side. Bosley, two hands. Well defended here by Bell. Now miss hit by Thompson. Cobras again. The net. Sent across. Chargers have it. Now a battle at the net. Won by JCN. It's Karina Johnson, the sophomore. Her biggest point issued tonight. And now JCN has match point. 27-26.
And it comes down to your playmakers. Johnson now here. Taylor Schrick again on the serve.
Shoop. Bacon. Back to Shoop. Got to get it across, and they do so. Hernandez up front. Far side. Thompson a chance. High into the air, and it hits off the basketball hoop. And Karam's off the side. And JCN with a monster rally to win it here. In straight sets over Jackson Heights, they score the last 3 points after Jackson Heights had multiple chances to force a third set. JCN wins at 28-26. We'll take a timeout again. 25-17, 28-26. JCN the sweep. And now Horton fans loving that result because now they got a two-game lead here in the Northeast Kansas League. We'll take a timeout, come back, and get you set for match number two. It's NEKL Volleyball here on KNZA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
'Tis the season at Wilson Tire in Holton. No, not that season. It's rebate season. So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality of performance you trust from major brands like Nexen, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. Don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check us out online at WilsonTireKS.com.
We made offers subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it was a thrilling finish in our first match tonight here between Jefferson County North and Jackson Heights. High school volleyball here on KNZA, JCN 25-17 and 28-26. And, Crendon, again, you look at the opportunities for the Cobras to force a third set when they needed it. Obviously, this is big for, you know, the current standings in the NEKL. Horton, we're getting ready to see here against the Cobras. These are the top two teams still. The Cobras take a loss. They had a dominant run in the middle portions of that second set. They had a 21-13 lead. They give it up. They let JCN go on a run of six straight, so it was 21-19. And then they scored two of the next three. Jackson Heights did. They led 23-20. So 23-20. You're in a great spot. Not quite. Jefferson County North, then they go on to score four straight. Jackson Heights, they avoid losing 25-23. They go back-to-back. Had a chance for set point at 25-22. They can't get it. They get another chance at 26-25 for set point. They can't get it. JCN scores points 26, 27, and 28, back-to-back-to-back, and sweeps the Cobras here in a monstrous game in terms of the league standings.
Yeah, it's a rough game for Jackson Heights, especially because not only are they second in league standings, but they're also fourth in their regional standings. And that gives a great opportunity for Horton not only secure the league, but secure that fourth spot or climb a spot over Jackson Heights in the regional standings for a seeding opportunity. So that's always a big opportunity, just both for league and for regional. Jackson Heights, as you mentioned, had plenty of opportunities to take out JCN today and set number two specifically. Set number one, JCN utterly dominated. We talked about the 7 team kills combined all together, but between Riley Thompson and Taylor Schrick, the junior being Thompson and the sophomore being in Schrick, they dominated that net. Whether it was blocking, whether it was working together, or if it was just, you know, straight up kill shot, it was successful and dominant nonetheless. Jackson Heights, we'll see him in the upcoming match against Horton. But, you know, if you're Jackson Heights, you'd have liked to see more involvement from Brittany Shoup, just getting up there, getting aggressive. And she was aggressive in the backcourt, but you want to see more, of course, on the attacker side. And, well, of course, looking for more leadership opportunities from your seniors.
Yep, again, Jackson Heights just had the opportunity, had a big lead, let a couple squander late, and Jefferson County North stayed the course, stayed steady, just slowly worked their way back into it, and ultimately fought off a couple of set points and would score 3 straight, the Chargers would, to get the win. So, Jackson Heights, they dropped to 13-7, and their league record is now 8-2, and they're about to see undefeated Horton here in about 17 minutes. So, we talked about it in pregame, certain scenarios that could play out tonight, and for Horton, big opportunity. What are you doing? Wait. Are you trying to tell
magic?
Me?
I'm looking into the crystal ball.
I thought you were trying to tell me something. He's over here like air typing, and I couldn't tell if it was like Morse code or something like that. But no, we're good. Okay, but yeah, again, we talked about the scenarios that could play out here, and it was picture perfect for Horton how you wanted it to start. But again, you still got to go out and get some things done tonight.
Yeah, no, Horton has to secure this game against Jackson Heights, and of course they got to beat JCN to, you know, kind of put them out of any opportunity that they have.
Yeah, JCN, they got to go 2-0.
They got to go 2-0.
They got to go 2-0.
They
want
to try to compete.
Legitimately. Now, mathematically, they may not, but if you look at what's left and how many games they fall behind, it's going to be a tough hill to climb. So if JCN can go 2-0 tonight, obviously that'll give Horton their first loss. That would just, for now, keep JCN a little more in it than they could be.
And I'm sure JCN isn't really looking too much at the league standings, more at the regional and where they can fit in the seating-wise. As we mentioned, they are in the bottom four of 16 teams. I mean, they are ranked,
despite now 8-12. I mean, it's not a crazy bad.
No.
I mean, they're below 500, 8-12. I mean, that's, what, 40%? Win percentage, but
yeah,
when you look at how the standings have shaped out so far, again, those were just released by Keisha today. Yeah, I mean, you're dang near 500, yet you're a bottom four team out of 16. That's how competitive and really good this regional is.
Yeah, and it's an opportunity for any of these teams. I mean, I could generally see Jackson Heights. I mean, we saw Jefferson County North take a sweep loss earlier in the year to Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights, here they get swept. These teams here, all these teams in this regional, you play them 20 times over, 30 times over, eventually one team's going to get that win. And really, it's any given volleyball day, any given triangular, any given tournament with these teams. So it's going to be a fun one to watch as soon as we get into that part of the broadcast coverage.
So again, Jefferson County North, they come back in set two and ultimately sweep Jackson Heights 25-17. And a thriller in set two, coming from behind and winning it 28-26. So the Chargers now 8-12. They're 5-4 in league play. Now they'll get a little bit of time off, chance to rest up. They'll get Horton in the final matchup here tonight. But again, right now it's the top two teams coming up next. Jackson Heights again taking their first loss here, and they can't afford to take another as Horton is trying to win their first NEKL title in 35 years.
Well, it'd be the first league title altogether. They have not won NEKL.
NEKL, that was before the NEKL. But yes, it's been a long time since the Chargers have sniffed a volleyball league championship, and they got a really good opportunity to create some separation here tonight. We'll step aside, Captain Kurt in studio, about a 12-minute timeout or so, maybe some local news and some weather coming up, and we'll get you back here for match number two. Again, JCN defeats Jackson Heights 25-17, 28-26, back in a tight 12 minutes. You're listening to High School Volleyball.